Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, trouble, trouble, trouble. That's exactly what's going on. What is going on? That's the question for today. I don't know where to go with this. Even the late night TV personalities last night didn't tell any jokes. So months ago, we get faced with this pandemic and late night TV decides to do the shows from their own houses. And that is a big challenge with no live guests. They have to Zoom them or Skype them or FaceTime them. Hard to do a monologue when there's no audience there to laugh at your jokes. So after a few months of that, actually a couple months, a few weeks, what have you, Fallon and Conan and Seth Meyers, they decided to can in some laughter so at least we could laugh when we watch on TV. And then last night, no jokes at all because of all this looting and rioting going on coming off the Floyd murder. What is going on? I feel like life is becoming a Marvin Gaye song. It's like every time you turn around, there's something new and it's not good. We need some good. Yeah, drive-by shooting in Lewisburg. Last night. I mean, these are things. Lewisburg? What?
I was not alive for it, but it kind of reminds me of what I hear the late 1960s were like.
I was alive, and I don't want to go through it again. I was about 10 years old in 1968, and I was a pretty wide-open little kid. I could remember Martin Luther King's speeches. I could remember Robert F. Kennedy being killed, laying on the kitchen floor of a restaurant, bleeding out on live TV. And I was like, Mom, what's going on? Again, Marvin Gaye reference there. What's going on? And now, I mean, I don't know. Does everything go full circle? This is what I'm asking you to think about today. Because if everything in life, Simba, does go full circle, then we're in a bad place right now. We got to start straightening it out. I was in shock last night, a drive-by shooting in Lewisburg. These are things that, you know, we sit at home on the comfort of our couches and we watch TV and we go, whoa, thank goodness I'm not there. We might not say it out loud, but that's what we're thinking. That will never happen here. How many of you weeks ago were saying, ah, that coronavirus, it ain't coming here. That's in New York City. Everything's coming here. Everything is here. What is going on? So yesterday, if you didn't hear it on the news, Terrence Floyd, George Floyd's brother, is pleading to stop the violence.
I understand y'all upset. I doubt y'all half as upset as I am. So if I'm not over here wilding out, if I'm not over here blowing up stuff, if I'm not over here messing up my community, then what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all doing nothing, because that's not going to bring my brother back at all.
Terrence Floyd standing on the street corner where his brother died, speaking to the crowds through a bullhorn, telling them to stop.
Family is God-fearing. Yeah, we upset.
Brings me back to the phrase, what's going on? So at 6:16 on a Tuesday morning, I'm going to try to entertain you guys the best I can. But I'll tell you what, the news isn't good. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:23. Like we said, late night TV staying serious last night with no monologues, just serious commentary on the shape of this country we live in. Jimmy Fallon.
The silence is the biggest crime that white guys like me and the rest of us are doing. We need to say something. We need to keep saying something. And we need to stop saying that's not okay more than just one day on Twitter. We all need to be talking about this. It's not going to get buried. It's not going away. We can't just hope that everyone loves each other. We can't say, be the change, and just sit around tweeting, be the change, be the change. What is the change? How do I change? How do I do it? This is such a long root in the ground. It is so long and deep, but we got to get in there, and we have to dig it up.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, so at least we could dance. News coming up next. Chad's got that for Mark. Did we ever find out Do we ever find out where Mark is?
Like, he's close by because he texts me.
All right. Well, you could, Chad, you could text from all around the world, you know. So,
yeah, but he's listening.
Or do you mean he texts you?
Listening.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
He's listening.
And it's not on the app from a remote spot in the world.
I don't think so.
No, it's on the old-fashioned radio.
But like you said yesterday, Mark deserves a couple days to.
He does. The guy needs
even
time
just
off.
Do projects at home. I mean,
yeah, just relax, Mark. No need to text. We got this. Chad's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center, is there going to be baseball? Yes or no? There's another argument I wish would just go away. And AccuWeather says if it's not nice outside, it'll be gloom and doom. Yeah. What? Come on, people.
I was thinking baseball. You know, when I worked here full time, didn't we have like a softball team at one time? We'd go out and do things. Maybe the
you don't want to bring that back, Chad. You
well,
just,
no. Have
we're
them
all
out.
Older
go,
now.
Go
you don't
out,
want to
go
do
out
that.
In the lawn and you could broadcast that. You know, then we could you could have some baseball on the radio, like real live. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Morgan swung on and hit deep left field. Yeah, those days are over. Would be neat though. So I'm digging through show material this morning at about 4 a.m. trying to find something good to talk about. Today is National Rocky Road Day.
Oh.
So let's take...
That reminds me, I'm hungry.
Well, I'm thinking Rocky Road Day could mean one of two things. It could actually
be... It could
be
driving in Pennsylvania.
It could be driving on Front Street in Northumberland or Duke Street, which they were paved for a while. Now they're milling again. Or the ice cream. Yeah.
Today is National Rocky Road Day.
Which is a very popular ice cream flavor.
Who knew there was such a day? Well, there is, I guess.
Milk chocolate, marshmallow, and almonds or walnut.
Rocky Road?
Enjoy some ice cream. Tom Morgan here in the dimly lit studios of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, high atop Blue Hill. Hopefully we'll fire it up and have the whole staff back here soon. Laura's broadcasting from her house in Elysburg. We'll check in with Laura in just a bit. She's been there for 10 weeks now. And let's get back to normal slowly. Well, I saw some guy yesterday in Lewisburg, and he goes, yeah, we'll be green June 5th. I was like, where did you hear that? He goes, I don't know. I said, you realize June 5th is Friday? He's like, it is? I said, yeah. And the governor usually doesn't come out and say, hey, you guys can go green today.
Yeah, he usually gives a week notice.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we would have heard last Friday if Northumberland County is going green. And there's massive confusion here because you got, you know, we call it our four-county backyard. Two of those counties are green. Two of them are still yellow. I don't know. I just play it safe. I saw two people banging on the window of Sheets the other day, demanding to come in and buy a hot dog with no mask on. It was just like, I'm like, what is going on with this world? You know, I'm
curious to see what stories my children, who are 10 and 7, tell when they are, you know, in a couple decades. Oh, during the pandemic of 2020, you remember
That's right.
when Dad would do it?
Dad still went to the radio station to work for Mark Lawrence?
So.
Yeah, I've lived through a lot in my life, and this is going to be another one. Where were you during the pandemic? I don't know.
I've said it, you know, usually you have some kind of an event, a tragedy, you know, a disaster type thing. It happens. It usually happens in one place. People are affected in that area. Everybody rallies around them. Mm-hmm. You clean up, you move on. This thing has been affected everybody, and it is long term. Like it has been, as you said, 10 weeks. It is, you know, and everybody's affected. It's been crazy.
Yeah, 10 weeks of Tom and Laura separated here by two zip codes, but 12 weeks for some people. Some people quarantined a lot earlier than we finally decided to break down in radio. I want to know when we're going to get one of them big plastic bubbles in this studio like they have in the news radio studio. It looks so space age over there. I keep thinking that one of the co-anchors is going to get sucked up into the ceiling. You know what I mean?
What?
Like. What show is that? Star Trek, where they would stand on the little circles and then, whoosh, and they were gone.
And like, you know, in the Jetsons, so we could do like, Lawrence, meet Mark Lawrence. And
excellent
then
Mark idea.
Comes down from the seat.
He comes down and at the end of the show, he's gone. I mean, that would be a heck of a way for Joe McGranahan to pop in and out of the studio. Just be crystallized and then vanish into thin air. And there are probably a lot of people that wish Joe would vanish into thin air, but I don't, you know. But anyway, yeah, I want plastic bubbles in the studio here. And I want a way, if we look off to our left, over here, I want a way to make this couch still couchable. How do you do that? Plexiglass? I want to know.
You remember back in the 80s, Pope John Paul II had that Pope Mobile?
There you go.
You need to make like a couch.
A couch mobile. Yeah, we need to put plexiglass dividers. People could still sit on the couch. But, you know, and you, if you go into a PLCB store, some of the supermarkets are like this. You're surrounded with plexiglass. You know, it just starts to feel like you're in a fish tank. It's kind of weird.
Did you see those pods that they're making in restaurants overseas where people can sit like two people in the little pod?
Yeah. You drop the little plastic shield over, you know. But now when I go into the bank or into the wine and spirit shop, I feel like I'm a piece of lettuce in a salad bar looking up through the sneeze plate. It's kind of like, wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's all good as hell. News coming up next. We got Chad in for Mark. We've got Rob the Sports Center still wondering if there's going to be baseball. And Steve Williams with a weather forecast that includes everything except volcanic ash. All right, here we are. I'm here in the Sunbury studio. And Laura's
about
at home.
About 10 years.
Yeah.
Here, fun fact. Are you ready?
Yep.
You mentioned volcanic ash.
Yep.
About 10 years ago, there was a volcanic ash cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Imagine how Steve would have fit that into the forecast. Those thoughts are just frightening to think about. Anyway, you know, every time you have humidity, you have a chance for an isolated heavy thunder shower. So let's not make it sound like
it's called summer in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, let's not make it sound like the end of the world. I just keep complaining about this, and nobody does anything about it. This guy wants doom. All right. Did you have a nice birthday yesterday? I mean, I got to run that by you.
I had an excellent day.
Okay, good. Good. It all started
Thank
with
you for asking.
A drive-by caking, and then we talked about that, and everything else the rest of the day went okay.
It did.
Okay.
I got a little workout in. I took the dogs for a walk. I rode a horse. I saw the nephews. We had ice cream.
Some kids can only dream about getting a pony for their birthday. You already have one. So that's good.
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this job come up on YouTube, and I thought, you know, this would be for Laura this summer. It's a summer job for you. It pays $20,000 and all the beer you can drink. And
sweet.
I'm thinking maybe Laura could be our trail hiker for beer.
Do you love beer? Do you love hiking? Are you on social media? If you answer yes to the above questions,
that's you,
Laura. Are the perfect fit for a chief hiking officer position next summer. Benefits include daily exercise, fresh air, and of course, tasty beer. Send us a 1-minute video application why we should hire you to be our chief hiking officer.
There you go. I think you should send a minute-long video. Why? Because you and your husband love hiking.
We do. I think the hubby might be better suited for that particular position than me, though.
Okay. The beer company is out of Virginia called Devil's Backbone, and they want you to hike the Appalachian, or Appalachian, depending on what generation you grew up with. And they want you to hike those mountains in the summer and get paid $20,000 and all the beer you can drink.
Sign me up, actually.
There it is. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
There it is. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning from two different locations. Week 10 of Quarantine Radio here, and it's all good. 7:16, good morning. We're shaking you out of bed with Bon Jovi, hopefully getting you dancing around the kitchen. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury and Laura Good in their kitchen. Try a Tuesday coming up later on this morning, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a life hack that my friend Christy taught me via FaceTime, and it revolutionized my existence.
That is such a vague hint. Something that revolutionized your existence?
Actually, it has to do with something that I'm really, really bad at.
I have no idea. You'll just have to wait and see what comes up next hour. You know what we're really good at? We're good at stumbling through situations. And you broadcasting from your house, every once in a while, the dogs are barking, and we just kind of laugh through it. And I bump into people on the street, and they go, that was so funny the other day when Laura's dogs went nuts when you were trying to read the birthdays or whatever. And we remember when they used to be called bloopers?
I do remember that.
Well, they're resurging now because of the pandemic. Bloopers are exploding as television reporters and talk show hosts try to broadcast from their house, but those hosts have kids and dogs. And I'm a little disappointed, actually, that we didn't make the reel. I mean, because Murphy and MacGyver have done some pretty cool stuff.
Also, they are pretty loud and annoying sometimes. Although this morning, it's funny when it's like rainy and cloudy.
Okay.
They're mellow.
They're mellow.
They're sleepy this morning.
Well, can you wake the chipmunk out on the patio and see if we could get some?
No.
We don't want to do that? All right. Well, then we surrender to the other bloopers that have become world famous.
Sorry about that.
Live from her home. There you go. That'll affect your mental health, right, Christy?
Yeah, Sammy wanting attention. She's getting a little excited.
Good Thursday morning. A bird just flew into my house.
Uh-oh.
Well, that makes for good TV. Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
This news comes a day after an Oceanside city urged councilmen to open their doors despite county orders.
This survivor and his wife. You guys, stop it. Seriously, you guys, stop. Stop it.
Hey, Dolly.
Listen for the dog's name coming up.
Sorry. My dog was going after one of the chickens, but all is well now.
What?
Expect most of us drive.
Here we go.
That goes for even the early evening. Murphy, I don't like this forecast either. Hang in there. So we really want to pay attention to the line as it is up around Red River.
Murphy, the morning show dog, could be a stud on this feature, okay?
He really could. So could MacGyver.
And MacGyver's even better because Murphy gets the morning show dog title because, you know, we have Murph in the studio here when we're all together. But MacGyver's best at home, and you're broadcasting at home. This could be huge for us.
Okay. I'll do my best to help us go viral.
Good. Go wake him up.
Murphy's actually right here. Murph, do you have to say anything? Oh, he's getting up.
Nothing. Are you kidding me?
Murphy, what do you have to say?
This is your chance to be a star.
Come on. Oh, they're jumping on my lap.
All right. Hopefully coming up soon, we'll have groundbreaking radio. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Taking a break from comedy, taking a break from monologues, taking a break from laughter. To be on a serious note.
We have a ritual now in America whenever something terrible happens. Our nation goes into shock and hundreds of people like myself come on television and try to make sense of it all. We're rightfully sickened by the needless killing of a black man named George Floyd. Our national crisis is that a large and vital community in our country is in real pain. Pain because they do not feel safe or dignified or seen. And most important of all, they do not feel heard.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wide awake for Biter's birthday buddies, coming up in just a bit. We always like to do the musical birthdays, and there's only one today, Laura.
Only one?
Yeah, there's only one. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts is 79 years old today.
Wow.
79.
Still rocking, though.
Keep banging them skins, Charlie. All right. This is our favorite local part, and that's when Laura gets to yell,
Biter's
birthday!
Happy birthday to Alice Strohecker. She's from Ashland. She's 58 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Amber Fleming, turns 28 today.
Becky Geary is 44.
Christine Wagner from Middleburg is 45.
Happy birthday, David Marks. He's from Middleburg. He's 26.
A very happy birthday to Elizabeth, is it Onesie?
It's Onisi.
Onisi? Onisi. Apostrophe? Onisi?
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, that's okay. She was one of my soccer moms. She's 58 today. Happy birthday,
she turns
Beth.
She's 58, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Gene Musser from Sunbury, 48 today.
Jamie Golden from Cole Township turns 44.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Ziegler. Shemokin Dam, 43.
A very happy birthday to J.J. Jones from Milton. Turns nifty 50 today.
Sounds like somebody from MTV, doesn't it? J.J. Jones.
Right, J.J. Jones.
Noah Carl from Catawissa, 24.
Ryan Mock from Middleburg turns 34.
Oh, here's one you can help me with, Laura. Stephen.
Sachunchik.
Sachunchik?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was pretty easy. Not for me, for Laura. 39 years old today.
Thomas Schaefer turns 40.
And a happy birthday to Teresa Harvey Milmont, 55 today. Nobody on the text club.
And I'm looking.
Hurry.
Nobody on the book of faces.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us up on the Ford Fun Line. You can text us at 49330 or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. But to be in it to win it with Biters, text us. 49330. Every Friday, we pick somebody to win $100.
And every single day at about this time, it's
Fighters Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX. Laura, you okay? You're having a high school moment there during Blue 182.
I was. I know every word to that song.
So we'll let you sing and dance around your kitchen while we play the music on the air. You are a graduate of Southern Columbia High School.
Yes, 2000.
Yeah.
I graduated in 2000, which is 20 years ago now.
Wow.
Insane. Oh, my God.
You had your 38th birthday yesterday. We're talking your 20th anniversary of high school graduation. And we've got Bill Callahan on the line right now from SoCo. And we're going to check with him in just a minute to talk about something really cool going on tonight for SoCo seniors.
The seniors of the class of 2020, these have been unprecedented times, and just those benchmarks that you look forward to. I remember my senior year like it was yesterday at Southern.
Yeah, so you got to figure,
the parties.
If you're suffering through this, quite an untraditional graduation, this is also something you're going to remember the rest of your life, so we might as well make it special, right?
And so many schools throughout Central Pennsylvania are doing their very, very best to make it special for their graduating seniors.
So we've already talked to Lewisburg School District, Southern Columbia, Laura's hometown school district, coming up next. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, reaching out to the community just to see what's going on, especially at graduation time. We've got Principal Bill Callahan from Southern Columbia with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple months, and especially if you're a senior in high school and you're not having a prom, you're not having a graduation, a traditional prom or graduation. What's the general mood out there in SoCo?
Well, we're still trying to hope to have an in-person graduation or prom sometime this summer, but we also put together a great graduation video that's going to be aired tonight on our school webpage or Facebook page. Trying to give the seniors something that they're excited about.
Yeah, I understand our very own Chad Evans and his video production company. He is a graduate of SoCo as well. He put together a video over the last couple weeks on Southern Columbia and your students, and we all get a look at it tonight, right?
Yeah, Chad did a great job. He took my vision of what I wanted for graduation. He put it in a video, and him and I are the only ones that have seen it so far. It's been a great job. I think everyone's going to be impressed tonight.
So, like you said, Bill, it's the video will be on your website tonight, but we could also watch it on the local Channel 8, right?
Yeah, on SCCV 8 tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow and Thursday at 9 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. I'm excited to see it for the people. I think the kids will understand. I think they're going to really like it, and it's going to be a positive towards this tough ending of the school year for the seniors.
What a creative and cool way to say good luck in the future to a class who has endured so much. These babies were born during 9/11, and now they're graduating during the pandemic of 2020. So, Principal Callahan, thank you for taking a couple minutes to be on the show this morning, and we're all looking forward to seeing the video tonight.
Oh, thank you for any positive news we can get out of Southern Columbia out to the people. We appreciate everything you do for the community around here.
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers!
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next. What did you think, Karen, from the old high school principal there, Laura?
Mr. Callahan is awesome. He was not principal when I was in high school.
Was he just a teacher? I shouldn't say just a teacher. But...
No, he wasn't in the district. That's cool. Nope. We had Mr. Trizzy, and then we had Mr. Lonaconis.
But I mean, you're going back 20 years, so that's, you know.
Uh-huh, exactly.
All right.
So it's all good. But I do know Bill, and he's a wonderful human. Great principal.
He also knows the other Washaleski girl.
Well, of
who is
course.
Mrs. Deal?
My sister's a teacher there.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Deal. Yeah. So that
fourth
was pretty
grade.
Cool. Pretty cool talking with all the principals, and we hope to get them all on here in the next few weeks during graduation time. Some other good news. We like to do good news on this show.
Yes,
a 9-year-old little youngster from England with cerebral palsy named Tobias Weller was so inspired by our hero, Laura, Captain Tom Moore, and his charity walk.
Oh, he's the best, sir.
Yeah, sir.
Sir
Thomas Moore. Now, that this little 9-year-old with CP decided he wanted to do a marathon to raise money. He actually did the length of a marathon. Unbelievable. He did it in 70 days.
Tobias, how do you feel now that you finished it?
Magnificent. I can't believe I've completed a marathon. It's just awesome.
Have you enjoyed doing this challenge over the last 60 to 70 days?
Absolutely. Every bit of it has been totally awesome. I love it when my neighbours cheer for me. Such a good feeling.
Unbelievable.
Listen to that sweet, sweet 9-year-old. Absolutely.
Absolutely so awesome. He raised $100,000.
And there it is.
The good news with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Only on 94KX.
94KX on a Try It Tuesday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We usually do crazy things here in the studio. We have in the past, whether it be cooking or mixing drinks, exercising, trying feats of gravitational pull. We have done it all. But in this pandemic, Laura has been quite creative around the house.
Yes, and I cannot take credit for this particular Try It Tuesday. Right. The story behind this is I was FaceTiming with one of my best friends, Christy.
Okay.
I was folding laundry. She was doing the same. As I went to fold my sheets, and my mom has yelled at me about this for years, I fold the flat sheet, the pillowcases perfectly, and then I take the fitted sheet and I just ball it up.
Well, because it can't be done. I agree with you. There's no proper way, or is
so
there?
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
I'm like,
what
do I do with this fitted sheet? Seriously. And she yells at me. Christy does. She's
okay.
Like, stop. She's like, stop it. Stop it. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm judging you.
Yeah,
you need to stop balling up your sheets. Take the fitted sheet and follow my instructions.
So you did, and it worked?
It literally folded into a perfect square. Now, I've only done this 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
I don't have that many sheets in my linen closet, but now they are all perfect squares that then you put inside one of the pillowcases to stack up on top of each other. So then it's a perfect pack or package of your bed sheets. You just reach in, pull it out, and it's all right there. Inside the pillowcase.
This is amazing. Now, this isn't just for making a nice, tidy-looking linen closet, but if you're traveling and you're renting a condo or whatever, where you have to bring your own sheets, you can pack them in a suitcase real easy this way, right?
There it is. Seriously.
Wow.
She's like, now that it's all folded up, you take the second pillowcase and you put the whole thing inside. I was like, wait, what?
Okay. So listen up, moms at home, dads at home. We're going to try this Facebook Live. And you've practiced a few times, and evidently you're getting good at it, so...
We'll see. I still struggle a little bit, so this is new to me. I'm still working on it. She does it perfectly. I wish she was able to be here in my kitchen and do it for me.
She should have stopped over.
But we are going to go Facebook Live.
All right. We're going to take a break. Laura goes Facebook Live on a Try It Tuesday folding the fitted sheet, something until this very moment I thought was impossible.
Let's see if it can be done.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With late night TV, no comedy last night. Call it a blackout, call it what you will. But last night's late night TV hosts all got very serious in today's times, including Jimmy Fallon and the blackface story.
I had to really examine myself because a story came out about me on SNL doing an impression of Chris Rock in blackface, and I was horrified. Not at the fact that people were trying to cancel me or cancel the show, which is scary enough, but the thing that haunted me the most was, how do I say, I love this person? I respect this guy more than I respect most humans. I'm not a racist. I don't feel this way. And instead, what I kept getting advised was to just stay quiet and to not say anything. And that's the advice because we're all afraid. And I took the advice and I thought, oh God, I'm going to do this wrong. You're right. I'm going to say something and get myself into even more trouble. And I realized that I can't not say I'm horrified and I'm sorry and I'm embarrassed.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, fresh off Facebook, folding bed sheets on a Try It Tuesday. Onto serious matters. So much going on today. Our late night sound bites were replaced with serious thoughts by our late night TV hosts who really didn't feel like joking around on Monday. A lot of people did what they called a blackout yesterday, but others said it wasn't a good idea on a Monday because it really just gives you a long weekend. Something to think about. Television networks yesterday, some went dark for 8 minutes 46 seconds with just the sound of breathing. That was eerie.
Some pretty heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And today the music industry is calling for a blackout. What does it mean? Well, nobody seems to know, but they are going with hashtag the show must be paused. A lot of record labels are giving their employees the day off today to do something good. And it's a Tuesday, so that means no long weekend. Def Jam, Interscope, Columbia, Island, Sony, ATV, Capital Republic, Warner Brothers, BMG, UMG, some independents as well, all closing their doors of music today for a day of getting their mind straight and doing something good. They are calling it the show must be paused. Interesting. What do you think?
I think it's probably necessary. You know, there is a trending hashtag on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. It's popping up a little bit, which is Blackout Tuesday.
Right.
And what I'm seeing is a lot of influencers on Twitter, on Instagram, are muting themselves in order to listen and learn from those voices that sometimes get drowned out and aren't heard.
Right. The voices that get drowned out by the entertainment industry. Interesting. The show must be paused if you do have Instagram and Twitter, and you could go to that. It's just a black screen. And when you go to the show must be paused, it basically explains their situation in response to the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and the list goes on. It says hashtag the show must be paused is an initiative created by two black women in music in observance of the longstanding racism and inequality that exists from the boardroom to the boulevard. Wow. So go there and read that speech, which is about 5 or 6 paragraphs long and gives no music and no entertainment. Just those thoughts. I guess in radio today, Laura, we could go with dead air for 8 minutes and 46 seconds with just the sound of breathing, but that's already been done. We could go with some kind of blackout on our radio stations, but instead, we just ask you to take a pause today and think.
I say take a pause, think, but then also, especially if you're listening, and in central Pennsylvania, we are blessed to live in a rural area where we don't see violence like we've seen recently on the national news, but resist the urge to add your own point of view. Take a step back
and listen to those whose experiences we need to learn to hear and listen to, because we have a lot of work to do in this nation.
We have a lot of work to do, and you said it perfectly. Earlier this morning, I mentioned the fact that so many people in rural areas like us here say that won't happen here. That's only there. Some said the same thing about the pandemic. That won't affect central PA, and it did. And then, like the violence, okay, there were peaceful demonstrations here in central PA. Thank you, people, for staying peaceful. But then yesterday in Lewisburg, a drive-by shooting with shots fired back at the vehicle. This is happening right here. I think it's time for us to do more than think. Like you said, Laura, it might be time for us to come up with ideas and act.
I think it's time that we acknowledge our privilege that we have here in central Pennsylvania and commit to being anti-racist, anti-violent, and listen to those people who have voices that have not been heard in this country pretty much ever.
So maybe the chance of being silent so other voices could be heard is indeed a good idea.
I think so.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's your home for the Giant Choice Reward Listener of the Day. Giant now offers Choice Rewards, a bigger, better rewards program where you, that's right, you pick your reward points and how to use them. Now, you can redeem them, you know, for gas and maybe grocery dollars and special offers and that, but you need to download the Giant app to get started and start earning more than ever before. Do you want to be a Giant Choice Reward Listener of the Day with Tom and Laura? Why don't you call now?
I was going to say, of course people do, Tom. Is that even a question?
Yes.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller?
Let's take caller number 4 this morning at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Fantastic.
Yeah, who's this?
15 from Lewisburg.
Wait, is your name Van-tastic?
Yeah.
You're from Lewisburg. Hey, congratulations. You are our Giant Market Choice Reward Listener of the Day. That means $50 for you from Giant.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you make sure you download that Giant app now to get started and start earning more than ever as far as Choice Reward points and how to use them, okay?
All right.
94KX. With a dirty little secret. No secret here. Chad Evans is coming up next to celebrate the rest of your day, including the way back lunch. Today is National Rocky Road Day, Laura. We talked about that earlier this morning. Ice cream, ice cream.
We all love ice cream. Rocky Road.
And it's also National Love Your Dentist Day. So maybe you get a little walnut stuck in your teeth eating your Rocky Road.
Loving my dentist is incredibly nice.
I know.
But
I gotta
loving the dentist is really hard for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have a day set aside. And most dentists aren't open right now. So hopefully they'll be opening soon. It's also National Bubba Day. That affectionate name that we give people. Bubba. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Okay.
And it's also National Leave the Office Early Day. So I'm out of here shortly. I don't care what's
Perfect.
Going on.
All Good right? for you.
But we'd like to leave you, the listener, with a thought for the day.
Yes, and today I've chosen one by Martin Luther King Jr.
Appropriate.
It's short. It's to the point.
Okay.
The time is always right to do what is right.
Wow. Think about that, friends, and have a good day.
Bye, guys.